your mother wears combat boots, or words to that effect. Apparently, a New York Jets player called New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady a word that rhymes with glass bowl. And apparently, that's all the talk ahead of round two of the NFL playoffs tomorrow afternoon. Joining us for a preview, Judy Batista, who covers pro football for the New York Times. And Judy, I have to say, I don't get the amount of ink that's been spent on this name-calling. Some of us presumed that people in the NFL called other people glass bowls all the time.
I think you just don't do it in front of reporters. I'm sure they're doing it on the field nonstop, but it's kind of unusual to spout off to a reporter when you've got the game coming up in 5 days.
Well, tell us what's behind this heated talk, which, by the way, Tom Brady is sort of laughing off. He says, oh, my coach calls me that too.
Right.
But what's behind it?
Well, look, there's a lot of animosity between the two franchises. They're fierce division rivals. There's been a lot of crossover with players and coaches, Belichick being first of all of them when he ditched the Jets at the last second as he was about to be named head coach and then bolted for the Patriots. So there's a lot of animosity there. Now, this obviously took it to a new level, Cromartie's remarks about Brady. I thought it was interesting. Terrell Suggs, who is a player for the Ravens, said the other day that he didn't like Tom Brady much either, and he offered an interesting explanation, which probably gets pretty close to the truth, and that is that
his hair.
not his hair, but he said, look, you know, he's got 3 Super Bowl rings, he's married to a supermodel, he's got these beautiful kids, like he's got what appears to be, to all of us, a pretty fabulous life. And there's probably quite a bit of jealousy there. I mean, when you win 3 Super Bowls, there's an awful lot of guys in the NFL who would like to have that.
Or that hair.
There's probably a lot of people generally who would like the hair.
He looks like Sir Lancelot. I'd love the hair.
Yeah.
Will, you mentioned the Ravens. The other AFC playoff game is tomorrow afternoon in Pittsburgh. The Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they, like the Patriots and Jets, split their regular season games. And you're right, though, that, you know, we may not be hearing the words, but that this match should be played inside a steel cage because these are tough and physical teams.
Yeah, these are two teams that beat each other up. I mean, whoever emerges from this, I think, has to be at a pretty big disadvantage going into the AFC Championship game because these teams just inflict a pounding on each other. They have, you know, almost exactly the same styles. They run hard. Their defenses are brutal. You know, they're going to be exhausted. Whoever wins will be absolutely exhausted when it's over.
Well, so the AFC games are appealing to many, but we don't want to, you know, the NFC isn't getting as much attention, but the Green Bay Packers, my relatives in Wisconsin, Wauwatosa, paying a lot of attention to that game. They play the Falcons in Atlanta, and you describe this matchup as a nightmare for the Falcons. Why?
Well, you know, they beat the Packers earlier in the season, but it was very close, 3 points, last-minute field goal. The Packers are incredibly hot. They may be the hottest team in the playoffs now. They're very well-balanced, and they've got to be the best 6th seed ever in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Falcons had the week off, the bye week, which would usually be great, except you got to wonder if that kills off any of their momentum. This is a really tough first-round game for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. I mean, to get the Packers when they're rolling is tough.
Well, and then, of course, Seattle Seahawks against the Bears in Chicago. Seahawks, the first NFL team in history to make the playoffs with a losing record in the regular season. You know, we just saw they shocked the defending Super Bowl champs, the New Orleans Saints, in the wild card round last week behind Pete Carroll, who looks like Burt Bacharach, but that's a whole other thing. So what should we watch for in this game?
I think this is probably the end of this joyride. You know, I mean, it was great in Seattle, but Seattle it provides an enormous home field advantage. They've got this incredibly loud, boisterous crowd. It's hard for me to imagine they're going to be able to go into Chicago. It'll be cold. It'll be probably miserable weather, and beat the Bears. That's a tough order. I mean, the fact of the matter is they're still a sub-500 team. It would be stunning if they could get all the way to the NFC Championship game with that.
Judy Batista, who covers pro football for the New York Times, just a couple seconds left. We don't want to put you on the spot. Oh, yes, we do. Who's going to the Super Bowl February?
I think Packers and Patriots.
Oh, we like that. being based here in Boston. Judy, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We'll have you back then.
Thank you.
What happens.
My pleasure.